Hi, welcome back to Open the Dreams podcast. I'm here with my mom, Kylie, and her friend, Karin.
Hi!
Hello!
my name is Devere. I am her son.
Yes, it is, and yes, you are.
My mom just gave me a new haircut.
It is so fresh for our listeners that are not watching, which you should be. Go on YouTube, watch us. Devere has a super fresh cut, chopped it all off. How long was it?
Down to my shoulders, and when it gets wet, it's halfway down my back.
It was really long.
Yeah.
How it's looking good.
I feel awesome.
Awesome. That's great. We love gender-affirming haircuts.
Yeah. Because
you wanted to be obviously a boy. You've got such pretty eyes like your dad. And with the long curly hair, you were sheed a couple times in St. Louis. Not that that's a bad thing, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. He's got like a perfect shaped head.
Also, I went clothes shopping and got a Pikachu shirt.
Yes,
if anyone does not know what Pikachu is, then watch this. Because you can see all these Pikachus and Pokeballs on my shirts.
Okay. Thank you.
So as I understand, you guys had, going back to the haircut thing, I have a couple questions just about that in general, but also about, hairstylists and things they have to deal with. But I understand the gender-affirming haircut was a conversation that you guys had and something that Devere asked about himself, not something that you guys made or forced upon him in any way. That was all his choice and...
100% his choice. We talked about it a bunch.
This was all my choice.
And also, after he got the haircut, he then asked to get his nails painted, so doesn't matter.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen yet, but he wants red nails, and we'll do that soon.
Absolutely.
The light was blocking my nails.
It's a bright light, isn't it?
Very bright.
It makes us look so good, though.
Well, thank you, Devere. Thank you for coming on and saying hello and doing our lovely introduction for us today.
Thanks, honey. Any quick animal non-spicy facts that you can think of?
Really putting him on the spot.
I know, right? He should be put on the spot once in a while. It's good for you. Animals. Anything about...
I know one thing that... most people probably know.
Yeah?
The blue whale is the biggest mammal on the planet.
No spice!
That's awesome. Spice. That is truth. We're telling the truth.
Okay.
We're redeeming ourselves.
Elephant,
right?
I think, is the second. Asian. I don't know.
But also, fun fact about whales being the largest animals is they create the largest amount of...
That's right.
I'm sorry to the listeners for that being in your ears.
They poop the most.
Okay, honey.
All right.
Smell the dog poop.
Moving on.
All right, moving on.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for being here.
Don't forget to grab his mic.
Let me take your little mic, because we're not going to let you take this upstairs.
No.
Who knows what kind of shenanigans.
Thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Careful not to bump the table. Doing great. Close the doors. Nice.
How much sugar did that kid have before?
He only had two macarons when we got home. And maybe I'll have another one if he's a good boy upstairs. Yay. He wasn't gonna come on. He was having some feels and shook it off. And he's like, you know what? I actually want to be on it now. And I'm glad that he was.
Good. Always a nice little treat.
Nice little treat for our listeners and our watchers. Gosh.
So yeah, this is the vibe I'm going with, because I'm set up in the most comfortable yet most unaesthetically pleasing part of my house.
I love
my living room. I have nothing on my walls. It's barren.
I have the podcast beacon above me.
I have to just look cool with my sunglasses. Also, I'm being blinded by my ring light.
Self-induced coolness.
It's my fault, but I also need it to look really good, okay? So that's why we're wearing sunglasses in the house.
Can you believe we went and did a thing today?
All day today. We left the house.
We got out of the house. I worked today. I did plasma this morning, and then I worked at the salon. And then I met you at the Red Rooster.
Woo-hoo. So fun.
Who was there? Tell our listeners all about it.
Everyone. But there were two bands. who wasn't there?
Who wasn't? Everyone.
Too many people for my liking. we had Moonhouse playing. We did not, but my boyfriend does the music booking there. So he had Moonhouse and Salty Dog from Duluth, Minnesota there. Yes. And I got a new hat. I was going to wear it, but I left it across the house. So
all the way over there.
It's far.
Too far.
Like four steps and I'm too lazy. I almost fell asleep. So this podcast almost didn't happen today.
Thank you for waiting. We are recording this at, wow, it's 7:43 p.m. and Karin's ready for bed.
Yeah, I'm very, clearly. I have my warming blanket. I'm all curled up. It's about 100 degrees in here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll take these off now, I think.
So, Moonhouse and Salty Dog, just to do a little plug-a-rooney, both play at Driftless Music Gardens this summer. Moonhouse usually pretty much always plays People Fest. And Salty Dog is actually playing both Bonfire and People Fest. Bam, bam.
Yeah, they're a new favorite band.
Tim is such a proud dad.
Such a dad. It's like he hatched them. They're his little hatchlings. One of these days, you will all get to know who Tim is. We'll have him on the podcast. Yep. And we'll warn you now. You won't hear from us that whole entire episode, probably. It's just going to be aliens.
It'll be nice.
Farming. Aliens and farming.
It'll be nice to not have to be the one carrying on the conversation. We can just let him loose.
Yeah, it'll be great. He'll love it.
He will.
It's going to be amazing. It was really nice to see them and everybody today. Yeah, it was just a lot.
Nice.
A lot. So these other questions I had to ask you. So as I said, I was waiting for you to finish up eating. And so I was like scrolling through Instagram and haircut stuff always ends up on my feed now just naturally. I don't know if it's because I send you stuff all the time, but there was a girl sitting in her chair saying all of a sudden she's like, the caption on it was like, I asked my stylist if I could curl my hair myself because I like the way I do it better. I only like it when I curl it. And like, you can tell that the hairstylist is like, the fuck? So how would you feel if somebody was like, you know what? No, I'm going to do it myself. Give me the curling iron and just like insisted that they curl their own hair right in the salon before they leave.
I can't say I've had anybody do that, but all the time I have clients go home and like put some curls in it. Like I always do just a blowout. If they want curls, they usually charge a little bit extra, but more often than not, my long-haired clients will go home and style it themselves and then send me photos and tell me how much they love it because it's styled so well how they do it at home. I wouldn't get super offended by that because hair is very personal for people. And if they prefer doing something themselves, I don't get offended. I've had male clients before where I asked if they wanted me to line up their beards and they're like, no, that's something I do myself. I'm like, okay, cool. No problem.
Right. Yeah. I was always wondering about that. Cause I was just like, you could see the like stylist was like stomping around in the back. Like she was like, what is going on? Like
the girl's just doing it herself. Rude. If they were like overtly trying to hurt my feelings or make me feel like I wasn't doing a good job, then yeah, I might have a different reaction, but all my clients are so awesome. I don't really.
Yes, we are.
That. Yes, but you are. Thank you to all my clients who listen and watch. There's a bunch of them. It's awesome.
Also to the rest of Kylie's clients, if she ever tells you you're her favorite client, she's lying because it's actually her own son. Turns out.
Come on, everybody knows that.
News to me. news to me.
Oh, man. It was fun cutting his hair. He sat super well. But I hadn't cut his hair for like 2 years.
Yeah. It had been a while. It was getting long.
Yeah. It was super long.
Yeah. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. We did it in the living room.
And I realized I didn't put my phone on Do Not Disturb and...
Nice.
I'm kidding. I don't know if you saw the story that I posted while I was waiting for you.
Mm-mm. I didn't. Tell me about it.
It's just me with my sunglasses on, like,
oh,
just looking really cool. And I'm getting comments on it now, so. Anyway, so Brewer game this week.
Yes, we went to the Brewer game. It was Alex's birthday.
And they won. The whole state of Wisconsin won, and they won.
Yes.
It was a good day.
It turned out to be a pretty good day, yeah.
It really did.
The pie was really good that I made.
Oh, it was so good. It was like a peach blueberry custard pie was what it was, right?
I ate the last slice of it last night.
That's what Alex said, because the first question I asked when he's like, come over for dinner. And I was like, is there pie left? He's like, no, Kylie ate it all. And I'm like, well, I guess I won't be coming over.
But for him to be like, Kylie ate it all.
He didn't say you ate it all. I added that. Okay, he said you ate the last piece.
Yeah, I was like, I've only had one piece. Was that one time? And he's like, oh, then you definitely get to have the last piece.
But then he told me where the macaroons were. And yeah. I didn't get any of those either.
Nope. You lost your chance.
No, Dan and I ended up having dinner at the Rooster, so.
What'd you eat?
Just a veggie burger.
Mm. Is it good?
Yeah, it's just Morningstar. I really like those.
Right on.
I'm really trying to stay away from, like, the Beyond and the Impossible, because they just, they don't sit well with me. They're just not super healthy. They're really processed, and, I mean, they're really good for some things, but they're, like, good for grilling and stuff, but they just make my body feel icky, so.
Gross.
Morningstar I can handle. I mean, there's nothing like a little salted cardboard flavor and texture to get you through. You know?
Dang, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Alex, he made noodles with chicken and broccoli, like an Asian thing in the Instant Pot.
It looked really yummy.
Mm-hmm. It was very tasty.
I made like a... This week, we're really sorry, listeners. We're probably boring you to death with this episode because we don't have anything. We've been together a lot this week, so we just we don't have a lot of new stuff to talk about, but subjects.
No, we shouldn't. No. We shouldn't hang out before we do a record, because then we'll have nothing to talk about.
I disagree. I could never get enough.
Ever. I know, right?
I get upset when you're not around me. My other half of my brain is missing, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Oh man, I love you too.
I thought about recording from my clawfoot bathtub, but I wasn't sure how that would really work out.
Well, like actually in a bath or just sitting in
I wanted to record from my bathtub, but then I was like, how am I going to make that work when I'm not showing off my bits? It's not that kind of podcast.
Not yet.
Not that kind of podcast. I mean, unless we get really desperate. Maybe that'll get people's attention.
Yeah, it's probably not far off.
No, we might have to do what we have to do. Speaking of doing what we have to do, we have a very exciting Tuesday. We are meeting with our graphic designer, Miss Carolyn Adkins, to go over some stuff for logos so that we can eventually have some merch out there for people to get. I know my brother is all about that. He's already like wanting us to send him some file so he can make a big surprise for us. He just said that we have to trust him with it. And I'm like, all right, I trust you with everything I own. You can have it.
Oh gosh, what's he going to do?
I don't know. He's a very talented human being, so it could be anything. He might build us a house for all I know.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Build us a whole podcast studio, Rex.
Yes!
That'd be so great.
Thanks.
It'd only take like 10 minutes. That'd be cool. Like a little greenhouse looking one, but like not so hot.
Or like a she's shed or her shed.
I said a cheese shed.
No, like a she, but there's two she's.
She's shed.
She's shed.
I like it. Dan liked that idea of that thing we saw in Milwaukee when we were walking down the street and saw that, like, storefront window recording studio.
Yeah.
Dan's like, I wonder where we could find that. Where could we do that? You guys should have that. He, like, thinks it's the coolest thing ever. I'm like, I agree.
Yeah, Dan, figure it out. Let me know.
Yeah. Find one. How hard can it be?
Just tell me when to show up.
When do we get there? Is it going to be furnished? I hope it's furnished with cool furnishings.
And a nice view of some trees. Yeah.
Well, no, just like the street so we can people watch.
I guess.
Like, how fun would it be if we just turned this podcast into like just silently watching? You know exactly what I want to say right now.
We wouldn't be able to record ourselves.
Commenting on the people that walked by and their really great outfits and choices that they're making that day. Obviously. What did you think I was going to say? Like inspiration. No,
it was this office that was in downtown Milwaukee, and it was all glass windows, but it was like set below the sidewalk, but not a full, it was like half a story, right?
Yeah.
Like low. It was cute.
It was almost like a radio station, but it was just like her podcast desk and her podcasting stuff. It was for, what was the name of it?
Your life and relationships or something like that.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was really cool. And I think it was just maybe like a, advertisement. It didn't look like it was even like real. Like maybe it was just like something she does in different cities because she clearly can. I don't know if she even actually recorded there, but it looked really cool. Goals.
Yeah.
Goals would be to be able to do this to that level.
So buy us a coffee.
Buymeacoffee.com/hopesanddreams. I looked and I saw that in the last 24 hours, we had 2 listeners.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay, thank you. You too.
Thanks to you.
2 of you. I mean, why would you want to miss out on all of this absolute nonsense babbling that we're doing here?
Good babbling. It's good babbling.
But not every episode can have, like, cool people on it besides us.
I know. I'm still riding that high for sure.
Yeah, that was really good.
And we got Mama T today again, too. She came to the Rooster.
Yeah.
So many friends showed up to support. That was awesome.
Greg Schmidt came later.
Nice.
I didn't get to say hi to him, though, because he was on one side, and I was hiding in my corner by then.
Right.
My social battery was depleted by that time. It's really hard in a social setting when you just, like, you don't want to. You just kind of want to, like, stick to your corner. But, like, it's, you know, you're making a choice to go out into public. And so you know what comes with that choice you're making.
Yeah.
Forced socialization. Socializing.
Good job. I think you're malfunctioning a little bit. That, my friends, is a prime example of what happens when Karin's battery depletes. She malfunctions.
I don't know how to speak anymore. I'm drooling. My sunglasses. I'm going back in here.
Put them back on.
Better in here.
There you go. Just hide for a little bit. I like to come into social outings like coming in hot.
You do.
It's been a while since I've hung out. I say hi to as many people as I can because I don't go out very often, so it's nice to make the rounds. But then after that's happened, I just kind of I slow down pretty quickly, and then I like to sit. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
I'm like this the whole time.
No, you're not. You're like this the whole time.
Yeah, it's true. It's my emotional support phone, okay? And I don't care. I'm usually doing something important on there.
Right, of course. We do a lot of work on our phones.
We do.
Yeah.
I'm usually working. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
Just avoiding any... Like I notice when people start coming up, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to look at something. Like, make it look like I'm sending an email.
Just hang on 1 second. Just once. I got to
really busy. This. I faked a phone call today.
Oh, no. I don't think I've ever done that to get out
I made eye contact you when I was doing it. I was like, really important phone call over here. I shouldn't be giving away my tricks because people are going to be like, you're not on the phone. We heard everything. Right. I'm coming up to bug you.
They're going to start listening and then you'll be figured out.
I know.
Don't give too much away.
I'm kind of sad, though, because as much as I say all this, I really like people coming up and saying how much they love the podcast, and I haven't heard that in my last two social outings, so.
Oh, that means we need to expand. Please share with your friends, listeners.
Share with your friends.
Tell them about us.
Tell everyone. Tell your grandma. I mean, don't have her maybe filter it out for her. Tell her which episodes are appropriate for grandma to listen to. I'm not sure all of them are, but.
That's fair.
Unless you have a cool grandma. She better get real cool real quick.
Real cool, real quick.
So you mentioned about it. Go ahead.
She hasn't listened to it yet, but she did ask about it. My grandma. Yeah.
That's really nice.
Because she's in my client list, and I sent out the mass text to all my clients.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It was like 100.
Have that. I talk about it incessantly, though.
Well, and you have like 2,000 friends on Facebook, and I have less than 1,000. So my invite list is significantly smaller, but we'll get there.
You can blame that on drinking, Karin. Those 2,000 people. I do think I know most of them, though. That's the thing, is I can go through there, and there's not like anybody that I'm like, oh, I just kind of, oh, maybe there's a couple. But I mean, I feel like for the most part, I interact a lot with people. Speaking of people I interact with a lot on the internet and know better on the internet than in person, we have an exciting guest that we're going to be having on eventually named Danny Frank.
Yes.
And I'm really excited about that. I've gotten to know him mostly over Facebook, and we've become good friends, and he's a sober pal too, and a musician, and he's just a really great person. And so I'm really excited. We'll have him remotely coming at us from Duluth. We're not sure exactly when that'll be, but just something for people to look forward to.
Whoop whoop!
Yeah,
exciting.
What book are you reading?
So I'm reading two books, depending on my mood. I'm reading a book called The Guarantee by Natalie Foster. It's one of the books that I picked up at the grown-up book fair at the Sylvie back in January that we went to together.
Of course you did.
I had my panic attack. It was a great day.
You had a panic attack?
That morning, remember?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant there. I was like, I really missed that one. I was very, very not paying attention then. There was a lot of people there.
There was. Anyway, The Guarantee, it's about the idea of having a guaranteed income for every American and how that would benefit the country. It's really interesting. It talks a lot about the economics of it and how it's been introduced in different ways over the years and how we actively do it with Social Security. So it's not some far-fetched idea, but anyway, I like
it. Actively did it with Social Security.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm about halfway through it, and I like it a lot. Actually, during Cory Booker's 25-plus-hour speech, he mentioned a lot of things that were in the book, so that was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to him. That was great.
That was great.
I hope more of that stuff happens. Yeah. But we're not supposed to be a political podcast. So not a political podcast. The other book I'm reading is called Onyx Storm. I bought it at Barnes & Noble.
We're not going to get into details about that. We can't do that to the fourth wing people out there. That my people, I love and respect you enough that we will not talk about that book, because I know a lot of us, me included, are saving that book because it will be years before the next one comes out.
Oh, you're saving.
Yeah, so there's 5 total. This is the third.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got time before the next 2 come out. So I'm holding off because I just get, I have dragons. How my love of dragons started. And I just get way too excited about it. So I'm actually reading, I'm in the middle of the Throne of Glass series, which is part of the Court of Thorn of Roses universe.
Sure.
This is the second set of books. I believe there's, oh gosh, I don't know. The first one has one, I have them right in front of me, 1, 2, 3. The first one has 5 books.
Oh gosh. Right?
And now this one has, I think, 6. I think total there's like, I could be so wrong on this. There's a total like 13 books in this whole entire universe.
Dang, that's like
maybe more. And I started reading I read the first book in this Throne of Glass series in Austin, finished the second book before we came home from Austin in 5 days. And then I read the third one when I got home, and I'm on the fourth one now. And I set it down for a while, but I mean, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, I probably will never read those.
I don't think you would.
I don't normally do fantasy. It's just once in a while. However,
except for Fourth Wing.
Well, yeah, I like it. I'm not obsessed with it, but I like it. But a client of mine the other day told me about a new Hunger Games book that I didn't know was coming out. I forget what it's called, but it's like Haymitch's origin story.
Really?
Yeah.
That is one series that I think needs to go on forever and ever and ever.
Right.
Like, I loved it so much. And Twilight. Don't come at me.
I never read Twilight. Fuck those movies and those books. But I read the Hunger Games books, like all three of them in a week.
It was really good.
And then the fourth book, which is President Snow's origin story. I read that book really quickly, but I haven't seen the movie yet. Have you seen the movie yet?
Of which one?
The Hunger Games.
The latest one?
Snakes, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't like it so much. I did like the, I really liked the soundtrack.
Sure.
That was really good, but yeah, it didn't do it for me. I was kind of, I just had too high of expectations, I think. I really, really wanted it to be more than what it was. I mean, I'd watch it again over and over and over again because I love Hunger Games, but it just wasn't my favorite.
I kind of feel that way about Wicked. Finally saw Wicked.
First time it's good, second time it doesn't need to happen.
I don't remember it being like that on Broadway.
Maybe it wasn't like as that, you know? I think it definitely like played up a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe I just remember the original Broadway as well as I thought I did.
And I don't want anybody to hate me for this, but like Ariana Grande drove me absolutely insane in this.
I think that was the point.
Like, she did the character so well, but I wanted to just, like, flick her. Flick her off of her little bubble.
Despite me not loving that movie, I do love Ariana Grande because she's an amazing impressionist. She does really good impressions of
actors
and actors. I love when she's on SNL, and she did Jennifer Coolidge. That's got to be easily my favorite impression.
She is really talented, though, in, like, so many different ways. She's, like, definitely, like, one of the most talented, I mean, people that are existing in our lifetime, I think.
Yeah.
But that character, she just did it so well that I'm, like, yeah. And I think maybe because part of me is her. It's Galinda. Galinda.
Galinda. Yeah, right?
Galinda. Mm-hmm. So maybe I do like her a little more than I want to admit, but. Yeah, it was good. I tried watching it a second time and I couldn't get through it all. It was harder. In the movie theater, I loved it. I was like crying and it was amazing. And I was like standing up and applauding it. But then I watched it again and I was like, oh, I've already seen it.
Meh.
Meh.
I probably won't watch it again unless DeVere wants to. But he was the one that was begging to watch it. And then he did not pay attention at all.
I didn't think he would.
No, he lost interest right away. And I had to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it really wasn't geared towards kids, I don't think. I don't think they made it, like, pleasing enough for kids. I think it had so many adult undertones to it. And just, like, even though it was, like, really pretty and bright and colorful, I think the themes of it were just dark overall and just not something that kids are going to pick up on or grasp for the most part.
Right.
Yeah, haven't watched Return to Oz. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a movie that was made off of the original book series. Firouza balks in it when she's a little girl. And it starts out with her getting electroshock therapy because she has these, like, terrible nightmares. And so they send her to this electric shock therapy. She ends up in Oz. And there's, like, these really terrifying wheeler people. There's, like, a chicken that goes with her, and it is a really, really dark weird version of The Wizard of Oz that I watched a bunch when I was a kid, but it's dark. It's like really traumatizing kind of. Really good. I mean, I recommend watching it. I used to watch it a lot, but
it's Return to Oz?
Return to Oz. Mm-hmm. But it's like based off, and then there's like the princess who has different heads. So she goes and like opens up these, there's like a whole hallway where there's like different heads and she can go and pick whatever head she wants to wear that day.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's dark.
And Faceless Men in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I never watched it. I couldn't get into it because it was too graphic for me.
Yeah.
I can't watch that. So I can't watch violence. Triggers That's me.
Yeah.
I watched House of Dragons, some of it, all of it.
I haven't watched any of the new season. I kind of lost interest.
Good. Just the dragons. That's all. I could have muted the show.
just watch it. No just sound. Wanted to watch
the dragons.
Listeners, why don't you chime in and let us know what movie or TV show you can watch on repeat. I know we all have a list of things that we can watch over and over again. My personal movies that I have watched on repeat and I will continue watching is Super Troopers. Classic. The sequels that they did, I didn't love, but Super Troopers, number one. And Maverick. Do you know that movie with Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster and James Garner about the poker tournament on the riverboat in whatever year? That's Wild Wild West.
No.
It's so good. It's great. It's a great movie.
I've never seen it. Maybe I'll have to watch it sometime. I do like Mel Gibson. Well, I liked him. I don't like him anymore. But I liked him at one time when he was like a younger actor before we knew he was what he is. Won't get into that because this is not a political podcast.
This is not a political podcast. I recently watched, I think we already talked about this, but I recently watched all of The Good Place again on Netflix.
Which one is that? With Kristen?
Yeah.
Love her. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Just in general. She kicks ass.
Yeah, she does.
I think mine are obviously Gilmore Girls. Right. I can watch over and over again. Vanderpump Rules.
Ew.
I'm actually rewatching it again right now.
Yikes.
And it's just so cringe to watch from the very beginning. It's hard. But I like really bad reality TV show. Like, TV shows, I still watch them all. One that I love, though, is Love on the Spectrum. That's, like,
such
a great show. I just watched the newest season in one day the other day.
I saw on Instagram that one of the guys went on Kelly Clarkson and got to meet Jack Black. And he was
Tanner.
Jack Black. That was cute.
Tanner needs to be protected at all costs. He is a national treasure. That Tanner is just the most bright light. I would love to meet Tanner. He is just such a sweetie. I mean, really, all of the people on that show are just like pure of heart, and they're just lovely. And it's just such a heartwarming show to watch. I love it so much. And at the same time, I'm watching it, and I'm like, why does this sound familiar? This tracks like I learned about.
Well, that's why we call it a spectrum.
Exactly. There was a lot to it that I can relate to on certain subjects that they talk about, and like their special interests and getting like really caught up in one thing, and I'm finding out that those things can change. And I'm like, this explains why I get so hyper focused on something for such a, and I get all into it and it's my whole personality. And then it's like, then it's something else. Like,
yeah,
you know, I think we've all got a little of it.
An adult female. Don't we all get like hyper focused on a craft or an idea or a hobby? Right. And then poof, it's on to the next thing.
It's fight or flight mode, baby. That's just like the world we have to live in.
You know, actually, on this topic, I just finished a two-parter of Behind the Bastards. Shout out to Robert. I just hurt you so much. He did a two-parter on the people who promote cures for autism and autism treatments. The terrible treatments that have been used to quote unquote cure autism. It's not a curable thing. So don't don't try to do that.
Right. But it's manageable. It's not curable.
Right.
Why would you want to cure it?
Because people have their ideas of what their person is supposed to be like when it comes out of you. And sorry for you. You really don't have a choice at all.
I think that just does such a disservice to the human being because, like, people with autism have such beautiful souls. They're just...
they're so pure.
I mean, and just their way of thinking is so beautiful and they're brilliant and... fuck you for anybody that tries to, like, change that or, like, take that away from them. And I hate it. It just makes me really mad because...
or makes them feel like it's anybody's fault that they are who they are.
Or that it's a problem. Or that they're, you know, not wonderful and that, you know, that they're different. I mean, sure, they're different, but in such a great way, you know? Like, it's... this show really gets me. You know, I just really, like, love the show so much. And it just... I don't know. Just call me if you need help, guys, and you need some backup and people are being mean to you. You can call us and we're on your side.
We'll be here for you.
We're your allies. Anybody speaking of, let's touch on this subject.
Yeah, what's up?
You know what's coming up.
Oh boy.
I just can't go I just can't go without talking about it. We are a safe space. And any space that we're in is a safe space for people. Transgender, anything. And I feel like, you know, people just need to be nice about that stuff.
Yeah. It's
and
okay.
Not be jerks.
It's okay to share your opinions about what you think exists, or how you think somebody should present themselves to your liking or anybody else's liking, but you don't get to be mean about it. You don't get to be exclusionary about it, and you don't get to encroach on somebody's safe space about it.
Or threaten people. You don't get to threaten, make threats, violent threats, because somebody doesn't, they're not the same way you are.
Right.
You don't get to do that, and don't come around anywhere we're at trying to do that. That's not okay. You're not welcome.
We will stick up for them every time.
Every time.
We'll not back down.
Ever.
We are kind, empathetic humans, and we're all just trying to get through this life.
Yeah. And we understand that there are other humans on this planet that aren't exactly like us, that don't talk like us, don't walk like us, don't look like us, and that's okay. And they're still beautiful, and we love them anyway.
Yep. We still respect their right to exist. In however way they choose to.
And that's that. Yeah. We just had to, I couldn't.
Full stop. You know? Just had to sprinkle that
just
in.
Just had to get that in there because obviously there's some missing context. You guys might be a little confused, but there was an incident today that just felt like it needed to be said.
Yep. We don't need to call anybody out or anything.
No.
Just like to express that we are a safe space. We really would like every space to be a safe space. Even in our last episode when we talked about being in a bar that we used to get really drunk in and then being sober in that same space and how it was still a safe space for us to be in. And we make it sort of our mission to allow every space we're occupying to be a safe space for someone. My hair salon is the same way. The Pilates studio, Driftless Music Gardens, my home. If I'm walking down the street and I overhear a conversation.
Because we definitely, I don't know if you know this about Kylie and I, but we definitely mind our own business.
God, we sure stay in our lane.
So you know if we're overhearing random people on the street saying something we don't like, we're definitely going to keep our mouths shut.
Yeah, totally.
Totes.
We love people as much as we hate people. We love people!
We'll say this over and over again. This might be on the merch for all we know at this point. It's one of our, like, coined phrases at this point.
It'll have to be, like, on the front and back. We love people, but we hate people, or vice versa.
We tolerate you.
Yeah.
You know, Even if it's somebody that I don't necessarily care for, I would never want to see them put in harm's way.
No, not at all. If anything, I have sympathy for people. Like, why are you so angry? Who hurt you?
Who hurt you? What happened to you?
Yeah.
Where are your manners?
Aggressive, and that makes me sad more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's really sad?
What?
It's still being cold out. And
I know tomorrow's going to suck so bad. These times where it's this middle spring, still wants to be winter bullshit. It's going to be so cold tomorrow. And I just like, I keep checking the temperatures. I'm waiting for it to get above like 30. 60? Somewhere in the 40s overnight because I want to start my garden. Like I want to get my stuff growing, but.
Makes sense.
We have to wait. I don't want to wait anymore.
I don't either. I'm over it. I want to exist outside again. I just want to be outside.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah. What?
My client, hi, Ava, and her friend Sophie, they came in for haircuts, and I was telling them, we were talking about Amazon shopping, which I also would love to break up with Jeff, but that's a different topic. I was telling Sophie about how I've always had one of those teardrop chairs on the front porch. It's been in my shopping cart for like 3 years now, since we moved into this house. I was like, oh, that'll be perfect for the front porch. And I just keep not buying it. And Sophie goes, well, I mean, you bought the house, buy the house. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love your logic. And she's like, it's part of the house, right?
You just girl math.
I love her so much.
So do you buy it?
No, not yet, but I want to. Really want to, because my front porch, the sun sets just right in the front, and it's like perfect for afternoon and evening hangs and book reads
outside.
Yeah,
I can't wait to be outside. I like what sitting on my balcony.
Yeah, you have a balcony, you have a good spot.
I like it, and I got my e-bike and I just want to use it. I tried it today.
You did?
It zoomed around my street. It goes too fast.
How fast did you go?
Like 25 miles an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not that fast. For this old lady, that's pretty fast, though. It's like, whee! Oh, my gosh. At first, like, the pedal assist threw me off because it just goes, and I'm like, ah. Oh. But it's pretty nice. I'm really excited about using it. And I'm trying to cut back on using my car. Since I'm in Madison, we have the best bike paths and the easiest way to get from here to there in the city by getting on these bike paths. And it's, you know, if I don't have to use my car, I shouldn't have to. But, you know, I don't think I'll be able to get it to Cottage Grove, though. I just can't think of a route that's, like, safe enough.
Hmm.
And I don't, like, driving down Cottage Grove Road into town, it just gets a little dicey. Not a roadkill on the side of the road. I don't want to run over or fall over.
I wish there was a connection there, because, yeah, the bike path goes just to Cottage Grove Road.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Like, it's not even, that's maybe halfway.
Yeah, I really wish that it would just go all the way into town. It would be really, really nice, but apparently there's not much of a need for it yet, so I'll just have to be patient. But I don't think I'll be trying to drive it out on those back roads or anything like that. I think that's a little much, but just driving it to the studio will be my car, I mean, if that's all I have to do with it, then it should get another year or two out of it before I get my Land Rover.
Do you have a basket on your bike?
There's
a little basket.
There's a rack on the back wheel to put my basket once I get one. I have one on my other bike, but it doesn't match this one. I named her. Her name's Alma.
Alma?
Alma.
Nice. How'd you come up? Because
she's almond colored.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. My beige world, and I just love it.
Oh my god, I can't believe the website labeled it as what did it say?
Warm gray.
I was like, that's not a thing. What is that?
They're doing exactly what we're doing, trying to like put a positive spin on the weather. Like, get warm gray.
Well, it worked because you bought it.
It worked like a charm. You put something beige in front of me, I'm excited. I've got my beige headphones. I've got my beige back backpack. There's beige surrounding beige pillows.
Her beige sleeping bag of a coat.
I love it. I just love it. What can I say? Anyway, yeah. I can't believe we just did that for 45 minutes.
I can. Absolutely can.
Let's kind of what it was for, just us hearing our conversations, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about where we're going to hike first. We got so many suggestions.
Indian Lake.
On Facebook from all of our fans and friends. Thank you for the suggestions.
That was yes. Great. Love that.
Places, but there were some new ones that I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Be fun to explore some places. I definitely want us to, I think Indian Lake is kind of how it all started for us. I think that's kind of where the dream kind of came from. I think when we first talked about doing a podcast, I think was out there, and it's just, it's lovely out there. There's just so many options, and there's benches we can sit and set up on with like a view in the back, and
I'd really like to do Blue Mounds, but the towers would be too windy to actually record up on the tower. Yeah. It'd be super cool, but Gibraltar also, obviously.
Yeah.
One of our faves.
Love it out there. That'd be a really cool place to record.
Yeah. Be sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We need to like actually put it on the schedule because we're both so busy.
Yeah, so, no kidding. So hard. It is so hard. I didn't know it was going to be this hard. Anybody relate to that? I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
It's all a lie. I thought I would be able to just like build forts and go in bouncy houses and swim my whole entire life. That's what I thought as a kid. But it turns out that's not what it is. It's just working.
Well, I think, though, the true goal of adulthood is to satisfy your inner child and do the hard things so that you can accomplish having a bouncy house in your backyard for your birthday as an adult. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Do they rent them to adults?
Yeah, of course.
For adults?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to say the age of the person that's jumping in it. There's like weight restrictions, so maybe not all of the adult friends can jump at one time, but
could just Devil's Lake. That's one that didn't even come up.
Didn't it?
No, not that I saw. Maybe it did. But I feel like that's pretty common. But that's another lovely place.
What was that one that we went to? What was that one called? With all the water features that we loved so much.
Monches. That was a great one. That was confusing for us at first, but then we were like, oh.
We get it.
This is amazing. That's lovely.
That's like a hot midsummer
destination. Yeah, we got to go back there because we went there in spring. We didn't get to go there in full summer, but we got to go so we can get into the creek.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think that was kind of the start of us having fun with reels.
Yeah.
And stuff. We made a reel with one of Augie's songs on it when he had just released one of his songs from his solo album. And I think we put that on there and it was really nice. I think he had said to me that he liked that video more than the actual video he put out. Like, no. That's silly. Shout out to
Mr. Boogie for releasing their Live at the Stoughton Opera House show, which we were at.
That was so great. Yeah, it was so good. That was a fun surprise.
Yeah, it was.
My brother is, I keep just talking about my sweet brother a lot because he just, doing this podcast has really brought us together. He loves listening to it. He listens to every episode and we've been talking about it. So we've been talking so much more often, which is really, really nice. But he also, I got him into Armchair Boogie. And so he's been really enjoying all of that. And he works at a warehouse and he said that the other night he has a bunch of coworkers that generally just like listen to rap and he had like had enough of listening to it. He's like, we're going to listen to some banjo. And so he played that first album. They went in order. He played the first album and he's like, I don't think these people have ever even heard of bluegrass or banjos ever. And he's like, there was a shop full of people just dancing around, bouncing around. So then they played the second and the third album all in one night while they were working. And I'm like,
tell him to bring all of his coworkers to the Boogie Down Music Festival in September.
He can't. Come on. He's he's a busy family man, so I don't think he'll be able to get away for it. But we're watching the calendar, so I can go out there if they play near him. So hopefully
that's fair.
That can happen. Mm-hmm. And anything else we got to touch on?
This week, let's see. This weekend, I'm working merch for Scotty's band, Ghostland Radio.
Love that. Where are they at Rooster?
At the Gamma Ray.
Oh, Gamma Ray. We've had this conversation and so many times. It's an early
show, too. It's like 5 to 7.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
On a Saturday. I'm so excited.
5 p.m. to 7 on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Go Gamma Ray. That's what is up. More of that. Normalize that.
Right?
That's great. Yeah. That's like today we had 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Gosh. It's us perfect. Olds love that.
We really do. Daytime shows. We asked and they're answering.
Thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis. Let's really give credit where credit is due here. This is all Jamie Lee Curtis. I love you for that, lady. This was the best thing ever. Now, if only we could keep the volume down to a reasonable level, it would be great.
Yeah. Like
at the concerts.
That store that I went to, it felt like going into a club, like, and there was a DJ playing and it was just so loud that I couldn't hear anything. I was in and out of there real quick. So daytime music is great so long as it's not blowing your face off loud.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just.
Yeah. It's tough, but you know, we're old. It's our fault.
We're old, but we're still pretty.
We are. So anyway, thanks for tolerating us tonight.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for watching and listening.
We appreciate you guys.
Watch and listen more and like us and subscribe to us. Love us. Give us attention.
And tell us what to talk about, because it seems like we're running out of things. But also, stand by my statement where we really shouldn't hang out before we record, because anytime we get together, we talk about everything.
I hear what you're saying, but I hate it. Like, a lot. So much.
Fair. That's fair.
Not gonna happen.
Stupid idea anyway. Forget it.
It is a dumb idea. But no, it's not gonna happen.
All right, I'm gonna go eat some more of my macarons.
I hate you.
Read some more of my book.
Same.
I'm like 12 chapters in. It's good, honestly. I almost had to stop reading Onyx Storm and go back to my Audible and like listen to the last two chapters of the one before. It was Iron Flame.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started reading it.
No, you're not alone. That's like the number one thing that everybody's saying.
Wait, totally forgot what happened in the last book.
No, it doesn't. Well, none of it makes sense. It doesn't. It's like all of a sudden she's like writing an entire new series in this book and it like doesn't make any sense.
No,
that's what kind of like the consensus has been across like people like on Book Talk and everything. Like everybody's like, what is this? Like, why is this? Like, all of a sudden there's all these new people that we've never heard of in this. And it's just really confusing.
I don't know. It was confusing until I remembered, like, they refresh a bit as you go in.
Mm-hmm.
So it came back to me and it all kind of still.
How far are you into it?
I'm like 12 chapters in. Oh, it's like this thick. And I'm like that far.
I got to like the third chapter and I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm setting it down. I can't.
Because
I can't. I feel like I should never read it again. Ugh. I just want to keep it where it is, because if anything happens to Andarna, that'll be it for me.
That's fair.
She's also beige.
She is, but she's an iridescent beige.
She's golden.
Sparkly, like.
She's like gold.
But it's like sparkly mermaid scales, right?
No, she's gold.
One of my clients, her son has a bunch of those 3D dragons. like a ton.
Every
an appointment, he's got a different one with him. There was one that was like blue and orange.
You guys want to see my dragons?
Yes.
I'll be right back.
Dragon.
You can hear me still.
Getting up off of her big ass comfy couch to show us the dragon. Now, for people that are not watching us, I'm so sorry that you won't get to see this. This is probably the most exciting part of the episode where we get to see her dragon.
Okay.
Let's see it.
This is the first one that I got.
Ooh.
And he's got a very long tail.
Very cute.
He's an orange club tail.
Okay.
Named Clem.
Of course.
This is my newest one. I'm 41. 41 years old. Just as a reminder.
Ooh, I like that one. It's so spiky. Oh, it's a short tail.
It's a very short tailed one. No name for this one yet, though.
Hmm.
So if anybody wants to help me name
Devere would her name
or him.
Greeny or bluey.
But it's totally,
yeah,
you know.
I would call it Spike.
It's very precious.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to send more.
We got to get that P.O. box going so people can just send Karin more 3D dragons.
Just wear them everywhere I go. This is really taking a turn for the worst. I'm tired.
Speaking of malfunctioning.
I've glitched completely.
All right. Well, before you completely combust. Self-combust.
My dog is so mad. She just started kicking at me, which means she wants me to be done with whatever I'm doing. It's time to be done. She wants to go outside.
It's time, Susie. Oh, speaking of Susie, one more thing. When we were leaving the rooster tonight, he's like, you know what song I get reminded of every time I see the Wendy's logo? And I was like, no, what song? And he goes, Susie Greenberg.
How?
I don't know. That's the image of Susie Greenberg that Devere has in his head.
I'm trying to, like, imagine the whole song in my head right now to see if there's, like, something that correlates.
Yeah.
I love that.
Isn't that nice?
That's going to keep me up tonight.
Great. You're welcome.
This is our longest episode yet.
Yay!
About absolute utter nonsense for an hour.
In the books.
We love it. Number 9. Is this 9?
Yeah, this is 9.
Next one's our 10th.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
We got to get our act together because...
No, we don't. This is perfect. This is great.
I feel like we need to do something special for number 10.
Should I give you the balloon back?
Please keep it forever. Yeah, so Kylie brought me a balloon for my soberversary, and I gave it back to Alex for his birthday this week. And maybe it'll hold until August, and I can have it back for my birthday.
Maybe.
Or sometime before that.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Give it back to the dragons. All right.
All right. Well, friends, family, thanks followers.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tolerating us.
We love you all.
We love you.
We'll
Please
see you next-
share us.
Yeah. And buy
share the world.
buymeacoffee.com/opesanddreamspodcast.
/ is it? Yeah. That's it. That's it.
That's it. Great.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.